This is Sex and Waffles, an American horror story. That's whore with a W. Brought to you live by Waffle Press Studios. Welcome back, my little brunch club. I'm your host, Joy. And wow, what a week it has been. Last year, I was coming into 1,000 years without dick, and this week, I'm coming up fresh with fresh dick, because your girl got laid. I'm going to inform you guys every time I get laid, okay? Because it really doesn't happen that often. But I have some pointers about flying in the air on airplanes. Don't go through TSA horny. Just don't do it. If you want to know how I know this, well, here is what happened. I flew up to Connecticut last week for my marathon. Yes, I am a runner. Yes, it was my first marathon. Lost my marathon virginity. And I obviously had to go through TSA. And you know when you go out through TSA, you have to take your shoes off, you have to take your belt off, you have to take your jacket off. Like, you literally have to take your clothes off to go through there. And I was, you know, in a bit of a dry spell. And all these men were taking off their belts. And the sound of the belts clinking and, like, coming off just, like, wildly turned me on. And then I was having all these fantasies in my head as I'm about to, like, step up to the little TSA box. Then I get in there and I step out and the woman points to the screen and she's like, "Do you have anything in there?" And my whole crotch is lit up, guys. My entire crotch was lit up. And she asked me, like, "Do you have anything in there?" And, you know, my first thought was, did I leave something in there? Did I leave something in my pussy? Like, did I forget about something that might have crawled up there? This was my first thought. And I was like, no. I'm trying really hard not to laugh in this lady's face. And she was really short. And I was trying so hard not to laugh. And then she was like, "I have to frisk you. Do you want to go into a private room?" No, I didn't want to go into a private room. I just was trying to get frisked. And, you know, I haven't been touched in a couple of months at this point. So she's like frisking me. I'm already turned on. And then she's like, "I have to slide my hands over your buttocks." And I almost lost my shit. Then, like, she had to do the gun residue swabs on me. And she kept asking me, like, "Are you sure there's nothing in there?" No. There was nothing in there. Also, like, I'm wearing leggings. Feeling anything in my crotch or seeing anything in my crotch, literally, you could tell if I had anything up there. I should have just worn it as, like, a camel toe, you know, and gotten myself safely through security. But, yeah, I'm pretty positive it's because I was horny, because when I flew back from Connecticut, my crotch did not light up. And my crotch has never lit up, which some people were like, maybe it was your IUD. No, like, my crotch lit up because I was horny. I think those have moisture sensors in them. And yeah, don't go horny through TSA. To top it all off, my bag got separated to be searched. And the guy was like, "There's something in the middle here. Like, what is it?" And he's like going through all my stuff. And, you know, I just had a large bag of dildos in the middle of my bag. And he's like, "It's in the middle of your bag. Like, what is it?" I didn't know the dildos were going to, like, set off security. Like, they're literally silicone. They didn't even bring the vibrators. The magic wand stayed home and couldn't ride the magic school bus. And I have them all in, like, a makeup bag because, you know, I can't just have my dildos just floating everywhere in my bag. And he pulls out the bag and he's like, "What's in here?" And I go, "Just my dildos." And I kept a straight face through the whole thing. That's the most impressive part. Not that I got stopped for my dildos, but because I kept a straight face through all of this. Then the guy keeps going and he was like, "Guess it was your shoes." I'm sorry, what kind of security are we running in America that my shoes that were in my bag and my dildos set off your security machine? Okay. And my crotch lit up your TSA machines. Don't fly horny. Was I trying to be a part of the Mile High Club? Yeah, maybe. One day. Just kidding. I've totally gotten off in an airplane in my seat. You never know what people are doing next to you on airplanes. I'm that person you don't want to sit next to, so hopefully I never get famous and people never recognize me because, oof, how are you supposed to get off on an airplane when you're famous? I will be wearing shades everywhere. I have a couple shout-outs, though, and they do... I mean, you know what the ironic thing is? A couple weeks ago, I shouted out Dulles Airport for being my favorite airport in the world. No, screw that. My crotch lit up your TSA machine. I take it back. I take my 5-star review back, and I'm starting over. Actually, my favorite airport is the one in Connecticut, Bradley International Airport. Best airport in the world. My crotch did not light up during their TSA check. I have a couple shout-outs for the week, though. My little Connecticut crew, Joe, Britt, Sam, and my girl, Caitlin, they all came out to support me in my marathon, as in they literally watched me be sweaty for 5 seconds, and then they drank beer with me. Those are the friends you want in your life. But also, my girl, Caitlin, is starting a new job soon, and she is going to be a manager of a boss-ass dairy farm, so shout out to the boss babes of this world. Keep rolling, keep climbing, keep shining, and yeah. So this week has been interesting, guys. And I did get laid. I'm just going to repeat that for you in case you forgot. Since I was busy getting laid, I 1000% dropped the ball on writing a blog post about getting laid. And, you know, I have no apologies. I'm not sorry. I was getting written in pen. Actually, there is a Lil Wayne song where he's like, my dick is a pen, it's written all over her face. So, you know, I might not have written physical words this weekend, but I was written all over this weekend. Congratulations to me. So our topic for this week, I'm throwing it back to probably one of my favorite posts that I have ever written, and it is called To the Dick I Puked On, Thank You. Next. You never know until you try. You never reach your limits until you push them. You'll never succeed if you aren't willing to be challenged, and you'll never know how little you can digest plants until you see them regurgitated. Did you stumble upon a Nike commercial? Yes, actually you did, because you should just do it. Just vomit on a dick and get it over with. I think something that all men and women can agree on is that no one wants to puke on a dick or receive puke on a dick, except for people that are into that. And you know, to each their own. Some people like to be shit on, some people like to be pissed on, and as someone who experiences all these things in their daily life with animals, I would rather avoid it in the bedroom. But honestly, puking on a dick changed my life. It was like my own little coming to Jesus in an exorcist type of way. Talk about game changer. Now, I've already told you guys about my journey with slow blowjobs. And this is where it all began. So since I let you know about the slow blow update, I had to let you know where it all began, when my life changed, precisely in this moment, filled with Burnett's blueberry vodka. Still can't smell it. I know you're thinking that if I puked on a dick, it was obviously my fault because I didn't know how to control myself. How disgusting. The girl sucking a dick doesn't know how to fucking control herself. The reality is, though, it was actually 100% the man's fault. Shocker. And based on his reaction, it had 100% happened to him before. Here's a small tip for you, gentlemen. If you have a white girl wasted chick and she's deep-throating your dick, she doesn't need assistance getting it any further down her throat. Let me repeat that for those of you in the back. She doesn't need assistance. She is not handicapped. She's just wasted. But if she's sober fucking you, use your hands. Why not? The second you take your big wanker and decide to shove it further down her throat is the moment you will see the cranberry walnut salad she ate earlier that night and the blue raspberry brunette's vodka that she thought was a good idea. Here's a small tip for everyone. Salads and alcohol do not mix well together. And I honestly don't know how people are vegans because my body did not digest that lettuce at all. What can I say? I like meat. I had hooked up with this man a couple of times, and each time I was on a mission to give him a sloppy blowjob. My friends didn't know what this was, and when I asked my guy friends, they would be like, oh no, it's just sloppy. Thank you, gentlemen, for being of assistance here. We are just trying to please you and can't even get the details of a good blowjob. This is why we have fucking Google. Men are not helpful. Women are not helpful unless they have given sloppy blowjob. Like, no one is helpful in the blowjob category except for gay porn. And actually, I've watched some really good blowjob videos since then. And we all know I'm into the slow blow, but like, whatever. Tell us what you fucking want. Like, no one knows what a sloppy blowjob is on the first sight. Like, did I eat a sloppy Joe and then blow you? I don't fucking know. No one is born on this planet just having the innate ability to give sloppy blowjobs. Blowjobs are literally learned. And I want everyone to know that. No one is born this way. No one is born with a dick in their mouth. And no one knows what to do with it. Okay? Like, so fuck off kindly when people don't know what to fucking do. Because we're growing up watching National Geographic, all right? And the Animal Planet, the only thing we know is doggy style. It's ingrained in all of us. Chinese even named a new year after it. Okay, year of the dog. It's a good one. It's always a stable, really good time. And unless you've watched like porn or you've Googled this and you don't know what you're doing. You literally don't. I mean, I didn't. I had hooked up with vanilla. I had dated vanilla. I had slept with a lot of vanilla. No one wanted sloppy head. They just wanted their dick in a mouth, okay? Like, they didn't care how. They just wanted your lips on it. They didn't give a fuck. So, you know, I didn't learn what a sloppy blowjob was until I was really, really drunk. And I really thought vanilla was the only option at this time in my life. Oh, the irony of young me. She's so cute. Does anyone else ever just like look back on their younger selves and they're like, oh, wow, I was so adorable. I thought vanilla sex was the only way to go. But you know, hey, if that's what you're into, that's what you're into. I just thought, you know, you put the dick in your mouth like a little popsicle, you take it out and then you're like good to go. No one teaches you like, yeah, there is much more involved in a sloppy blowjob. It's like a melting popsicle and melting ice cream. It's way worse, okay? It's all worse. When it came to D-Day, though, and I finally performed my sloppiest blowjob of all time, this was also the first time I puked on a dick. It was not the last, because it happened again. Multiple times with the same man. Not this man, different man. This man didn't talk to me for like 3 years. Literally after it happened, like didn't talk to me. Like, fucking own it, bro. Whatever. Someone puked on your dick. Get over it. Doesn't matter. Had sex. At least you got laid. So take your little vomit dick with pride and leave. Thank you. In a matter of 0.02 seconds, though, this man was about to come. And I shattered all of his dreams. If you really want to shit on a male ego, throw up on their dick. I'm sending it out to everyone. Destroy egos, throw up on dicks, make people feel really great about themselves. Nothing feels better than being covered in a selection of stale Burnett's vodka and vomit. And having someone ask you if you like sloppy head. You know what I responded, though? I literally was like, well, you wanted it sloppy. That's how you respond to those kind of situations, okay? You own them. You puke on a dick. You look at that puke and you're like, you know what? Here fucking am. I'm giving sloppy blowjobs. I'm doing dirty deeds. And I just repented for all of my sins. I feel like if you projectile vomit on a dick, maybe you should not be seeing that person anymore. Actually, that's a lie. Don't take that advice. Puke, definitely a good thing. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know whatever you're into. Like, people are literally into, like, vomiting on cocks. It's not my forte. I really don't like vomit. If it's in my body, I would like to stay in my body. And I have just been scarred for life from this incident. And I would like to never see vomit again. I hate vomit. Who doesn't? Who likes vomit? Who literally looks at vomit and they're like, yeah, you gonna get some dick today? Not me. Like, absolutely not. Put it in a toilet. Do it somewhere else. Here's the other thing about vomiting. I actually just thought of another instance where I totally vomited. It wasn't on the guy's dick, but it was because of his dick. Who thought it was a good idea to put their dick in a drunk girl's mouth? Or any drunk person. Let's be honest here. Like, honestly, now looking back on my life, I'm like, yeah, those were horrible ideas. And the other times that I puked on a dick, like, literally, I just eaten, like, Taco Bell and then give it a blowjob. Like, who does that? Who eats Taco Bell and then is like, let me put a dick in my mouth? Who drinks alcohol and is like, let me put a dick in my mouth? Okay, like, just to clarify, those were all instances that I had consented to and I wanted a dick in my mouth. But, like, honestly, who thinks it's a good idea? I mean, like, even, like, just fucking drunk, like, you get, like, motion sickness and the vomit is, it's ever present. I feel like if you are intoxicated, there is just always a slight chance that you might throw up on someone. People can't really get angry. The other times I vomited on dick, I was totally sober. So, you know, there's always a chance. Actually, there's literally always a fucking chance. If you stick your dick in someone's fucking mouth, there's always a chance that there could be vomit on there. I think the real thing is how the man handles it. Like, is he nice about it? Was it his fault? It always is. It's always the guy's fault. Like, that's not a fucking joke. Like, it's there is no other way to describe that except that it is the male's fault. Because here's the thing, like, we know how to control your dick. Literally, we have you wrapped around our fingers. But we know what we're doing. And then you're trying to interrupt and interject and intersect yourself into our blow. No, this isn't about you. Blowjobs aren't about you. Maybe they are. Get out there about me. Okay? I know what I'm doing. I don't need your assistance getting your dick down my throat further. Okay? If it can't make it, it can't make it. And if I don't want it there, I don't want it there. So, yeah. Maybe discuss throat fucking before you throat fuck someone. I'm just saying. I've made multiple episodes about this now. I just don't understand how this became a trend, okay? I'm shocked. And I'm shocked at people's reactions when vomit happens. Guys are like, oh my God, you puked on a dick. It's fucking horrendous. Are you serious right now? Like, there's no way you eating pussy can make you throw up. But a dick? You're literally inserting something into your mouth that your mouth doesn't really want in there. A lot of sexual acts are us doing things that our body is like, wait, what? I mean, sex itself is like, yeah, your body wants that. But, like, it's like, come on. Some of the things we do they're great and they're awesome. But, you know, I didn't come out the womb with having things shoved up my butthole. Okay? So, like, not everything is natural. Sometimes your body reacts to it. But if I had never puked on a dick, I would have never been able to use that line. Well, you wanted it sloppy. Which, to be honest, greatest thing I think I have ever said at the end of sex in my entire life. And you know, there's few times in your life that you get to say that to someone covered in your own vomit. Nothing makes you feel more human than those kind of moments. Very vulnerable. It takes a lot out of you. It's just a really intense moment between you and another person. And I can't tell ya. Poof, if it's not the right person, it's not great. They will ignore you for 3 years. Don't really care, but it will happen, guys. There's many things I learned from puking on a dick. And like, if I had never puked on a dick, I would have never found out what worked and what didn't. I would have never looked up sloppy pornos. I would have never tried to make my BJ skills better. I honestly would not have known there was a whole other world out there that was not vanilla. Like, I wouldn't have known about blowjobs. I wouldn't have tried very hard on them. And like, I know a lot of girls don't really like sucking dick, and it's not really a lot of people's forte. But at the same time, like, I don't know. If I'm not getting better at sex, why am I doing it? If I'm not getting better at blowjobs, if I'm not challenging myself, life begins outside your comfort zone. Sometimes you gotta puke on a dick. And that's exactly what I did. But all these things really humbled me into realizing that vomit makes dicks soft. But it's also a really great tip if you need a fast getaway. You know what? Shove that down a little too far, throw up, exit, leave, go. Never speak to them ever again. If you don't want to talk to someone, puke on their dick. If you want to talk to someone, puke on their dick. It's like a dick in a box. You can't go fucking wrong. They're either going to react poorly or react greatly. And either way, it's great depending on what you're going for. Just know who you're throwing up on. That, I think, is a really good way to evaluate someone. Can you throw up with them? Can you throw up on them? How do they react to it? I'm telling you, you need to evaluate the people in your life better, okay? Like, you just need to. The best option you could probably choose for someone to puke on is your boyfriend. Really great choice. Another option you could take is your friend's best friend. Really stellar choice, if you ask me. Absolutely incredible, immaculate option. Couldn't even tell you how great a choice it was. Insert clap hands emoji here. I need you to feel that presence. I need you to feel the clap hands right now, okay? If you're running a train on your friend's friends, I'm not going to tell you to be careful because it's really much good fun. I'm just going to tell you, apparently guys don't share as many details as girls do. And there you have it. Girls share more. Shocker, I can't even handle how hard I just said that. Oh my God. And here's the other thing. Here's a pro tip. If you really don't want to give a lot of blowies, and you are running a train on someone's friends, here's the thing. Throw up on their dick, use little teeth, because men will tell everyone. They get a bad blowjob, they'll tell the world. They'll be like, that girl used too much teeth. So you know what? Here's the secret. If you're hooking up with a lot of guys in the same friend group and you don't really like blowjobs, this is what you do. Just use little teeth. Vomit on a dick. You'll never have to give a blowjob again unless you're really, really into it. Also, I just want to let everyone know, you do not have to blow people. Like, if they're not eating you out, don't blow them. Yeah, you don't have to. It's not a requirement. I want every girl to know that in the world. Like, it is not a requirement to blow men. It is a honor, and it is it's an honor and a pleasure. A pleasure and an honor. Okay, doing business. But it's not for them, it's for you. So truly and honestly, shout out to the dicks of the world that I've puked on. You've changed my life forever. And yeah, we made it. You were a champ, dude. And the other men in my life have truly, truly benefited from my sloppy sexcapades. That's my advice of the week, guys. If you need to throw up on a dick, you throw up on a dick. If you want to throw up on a dick, do it. Do whatever your little heart desires. Evaluate people by throwing up on them and seeing their reactions. I really think that's the greatest way to evaluate anyone. I think that's the best way to step outside your comfort zone. I think that's the best way to push your limits and know what you're really made of, okay? Mama didn't raise no bitch. Just remember that. You can give a blowjob. You can do it. I believe in you. But you know what, dudes? You can also eat some fucking pussy. So you know what? We're going on a blowjob strike. Until the tables fucking turn here. Start eating us out first. Yeah. Start pleasuring women. Maybe you'll get better blowjobs. Until then, ladies, keep vomiting on dicks. Probably just lost half my male followers. Do I care? No. Whatever. So that's it for this week, guys. Vomit on a dick. Learn what you can do, what you can't do. You know what? Push it to the limit. I don't even know if that was the right melody of that song, but whatever. So you guys can find me on Instagram. I am The Real Sex and Waffles. You can email me and play with me. Not really. You can't play with me. You can email me at therealsexandwaffles@gmail.com. My website, of course, is therealsexandwaffles.com. And get ready for my book launch. I will be launching my book at the end of October. It will be called Sex and Waffles, Unleash Your Kraken. Get excited. It'll be on Amazon. You guys can find all this information on my website. And hope you puke on a dick this week. Stay hard.